I think it's about time to get started. Good morning and welcome to Jenkins Church today. Glad to see everybody here. This is the fifth Sunday and the time that we all get to really see each other, which is great. There are announcements in your bulletin. Does anyone have any other announcements today? Well, if you've never been to the barbecue, you're really missing it. So you want to make sure that you sign up, attend, and eat because it's a fantastic time and it's a lot of fun. Are there any other announcements? Do we have any prayer requests this morning that is not already in the bulletin? Remember this in prayer today. Graveside services today. Of course, let's remember Ruth in prayer. Ruth Bowers. I think she got out of the hospital. Want to remember her? Yeah. Honestly, I expected to see her right here, but really, one day after getting out of the hospital, it's probably just a little bit early. Okay, let's remember this prayer request. Are there any others? Yes, John. First time visitors, yes.
We have some here, but we will introduce them later. You might visit them.
Okay. Oh. Right, raise your hand,
Carolina,
if you would.
And Jane and Steve.
Really? It's good to have you today. Thank you. If you have any prayer requests that you didn't mention aloud, if you would list those, there's cards in the back of the pew, and drop those in the offering plate. We'll be glad to add those to the prayer request. If we have no others. Let us pause for a moment of silent prayer. Prepare our hearts to worship. Songs, if you would. Okay. We'll go then to our call to worship. I'll give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good.
God's steadfast love is yours forever.
By God's great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. If you will turn to your hymnal to 220.
Okay, you all have to stand up. Can y'all help me out? This is pretty high.
Standing and bow your heads and let us pray together. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we come into your sanctuary today, coming apart from the world, coming to spend special time with you in a special place with special friends. And Lord, we come rejoicing that Jesus lives. We thank you, Lord, that you raised him up from the grave. We thank you, Lord, that you enabled him to overcome death and the grave. That we thank you that you would send him to earth to pay for our sin. And when the work was finished, he was raised to a resurrected life as the first fruits of them that sleep. And they come this morning rejoicing in our hope of a resurrection also, not because of our goodness, but because of our faith in Jesus, who has been raised as the predecessor of those others who will be raised, and that we can be a part of this great resurrection experience. Thank you for each who has come this day. Thank you for Grace Works and their ministry. And we thank you that we can discuss and learn more and share in that experience this day. And Lord, we offer our prayer in the name of Jesus, now praying as He taught us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And you may be seated. Let me take this time to explain that about 20 minutes till 9, we discovered that we might not know how to inject a DVD PowerPoint into our other PowerPoint. Gary wasn't here yet. Sam and Susan were out of town. So everything will be in your bulletin or in your hymnal this morning except the message. And Cheryl, she knows how to work that, we think. And Gary may have to come to your rescue, but we think we got that worked out. But we worshiped a long time without PowerPoint, did we not? Though we enjoy it. Also, breakfast, brunch, or lunch. I think they put it together and call it brunch. I don't know how they did that, but we will eat after this service. The Grace Works people will be here to share with us their work. And there is a display, and we have one employee of this church, employee of Grace Works who attends here. If you didn't know it, Betty Mosley is employed at Grace Works, and other volunteers. So we welcome the Grace Work team, and we will introduce them by name right before they speak. This is Joy's first time to lead worship, and just give her a lot of encouragement. It's a frightful experience sometimes, is it not? But she is up to it.
It's a lot easier to sit down there where you are. We'll do our call to confession. It's taken from Romans 5:12. Sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin. And in this way, death came to all men, because all sinned. We'll have our prayer of confession in unison. Almighty God, in raising Jesus from the grave, You shattered the power of sin and death. We confess that we remain captive to doubt and fear, bound by the ways that lead to death. We overlook the poor and hungry, and pass by those who mourn. We are deaf to the cries of oppressed, and indifferent to calls for peace. We despise the weak, and abuse the earth You made. Forgive us, God of mercy. Help us to trust Your power to change our lives and make us new, that we may know the joy of life abundant given in Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. Amen. And the assurance of forgiveness. Count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace, taken from Romans 6:11, 12, and 14.
Please turn in your hymnals to page 226, and we'll sing all three verses of the Day of Resurrection. Thank you.
offertory sentence today is, a generous person will be enriched, and the one who gives water will get water. Would our ushers please come forward?
Lord God, your generosity has been and is so much greater than we can ever conceive of a person being generous. But then, Lord, we know that you're God. And we thank you, Lord, that you look down on us and give your blessings. And share your material benefits. Lord, you have instructed us to use them for your honor and glory. Lord, we continue to look to you for direction in using the resources that you have provided us with. And we thank you for them and the privilege of being a part of your work in the world. Lord, we thank you that we have enough to sustain ourselves and to share with others and promote your work among us. And we pray for your blessings upon these gifts and upon the giver, but especially those who are not able to give. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Music for the offertory. That was wonderful.
our special music is sick today. So I apologize for that. But what I'd like to do is give you an opportunity. You know, occasionally we do have times where there are songs that we would like to sing out of the hymnal that maybe don't get sung so often. So if there's a favorite that you have, if anybody would like to call it out, this is kind of like if you listen to Car Talk on public radio, Stump the Chump, you're going to be stumping me probably. So call it out if there's a number in the hymnal that you'd like to sing. A favorite? Two what? 252? 252. Let's see, do I know it? Oh, yes, I know this one. Thank you.
Good morning. There we go. Yesterday, we were at a birthday party for my little nephew who turned one, and my son-in-law got a telephone call from a dear friend of his that was in the first band that he was in. My son-in-law used to play drums in a band. And he was down in Montgomery, Alabama, or a little town right outside of Montgomery, Alabama, and his brother was missing. He was on a canoe trip, and the water was extremely rough, and they, the other three guys had gotten out, but they could not find his brother, and they were searching. And Mark called for James, and the other members of the band and their manager, because he wanted them to come down to be with him and his family as the search continued. Well, James didn't say, "I'll try to come down." James said, "I will." And that made me start thinking about our Lord and Savior. He didn't say, "I'll try to die for your sins." He said, "I will, Father, I will. I'll do your will." And I looked in the Bible. I was doing a Brother Larry this morning. I didn't go on the internet, but I looked in the Bible in the back of different words. And guess what? The word "try" is not in there. The word "try" is not anywhere in here that I could find. But the word "will" is. And that's what, you know, that's what it's all about, for us to be the hands and feet of our Lord and Savior here on earth. To go where there's a need, to go surround whoever that is with our love and our presence, and the, most of all, the Lord's presence, to help them get through situations just like that. So next time you say the word, "I'll try," think about your Lord and Savior. He didn't say, "I'll try." He said, "I will." And in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, it says, let me just share that with you this morning, because this is one of the places I found the word "will." Matthew 27, here we go. "Many will say to me," excuse me, my contacts are bothering me this morning. "Many will say to me that the Lord, Lord, Lord," I'm sorry, where is this beginning? That's for me. Chapter 7, verse 21. Just the.
Yeah. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven."
Thank you. I apologize. My contacts are all over. Allergy season. But anyway, so right, for now, I want you to think about that word, "I try," because I know personally, "I try" comes out of my, "I'll try" comes out of my mouth a lot. Let's work on saying "I will," and then let's don't just say it, let's do it.
There's no children's church today, so children will remain in the sanctuary. Our scripture this morning is taken from Colossians 2:2. "My purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ." And Matthew 25:35-40. "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger, invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." The word of God for the people of God.
We have alluded to and said our message this morning is concerning Grace Works by the staff of Grace Works. We have Cheryl, we have Tina, we have Steve, and we have Jane. And Steve is wondering if you can figure out which one he is, but no, he was sure that we could. But that we did mention that earlier, and so we welcome Cheryl and Tina and Jane and Steve. And we do have microphones if you'll be away from this one, and we ask you to kind of speak. Some of us are having a little hearing problem.
Well, my name is Tina Edwards, and I'm the Director of Development for Graceworks Ministries, and I would like to start off by thanking you so much for this opportunity for Graceworks to present to you this morning. We love to get out and share the mission of Graceworks with congregations like yours, and your congregation is already so faithful in supporting the mission of Graceworks Ministries. You have a wonderful board member in the name of John Rippey, who gives up his time and talent whenever we request it of him. For those of you who do not know, John gives up his time every August to head up a Graceworks barbecue team for the Williamson County Fair. So no matter what the temperature, 115 degrees last year, he will get out there and 400-degree cooker hours and hours and hours on end so that Graceworks can participate in that event. And if he has not told you that last year he won the big chicken, that you need to ask him about that. John's chicken won first place in the barbecue contest for the Williamson County Fair. So if you didn't know that, give him a big pat on the back while you're eating breakfast. You know, you have men who annually do pickups for the Graceworks thrift store. You have a team that does minor home repairs for senior citizens. You have make donations of goods, and you allow us the opportunity to get to know P. and Betty Mosley, which is indeed our pleasure. So again, for all that you have done and will continue to do in furthering the mission of Graceworks Ministries, we thank you, because you are indeed sharing the grace of God by providing comprehensive services to residents in need throughout Williamson County. That's what we do. That's what you've done. So thank you so much for doing that for us.
So what really is Graceworks, and what do we do? We really have been around for almost 13 years now. And we started back in 94, really, when a group of us got together and started talking about what do we really do with individuals who come to our churches time after time after time asking for help. And I was one of those individuals on that committee of eight who met. We met for 13 months talking about that. And we decided we wanted it to be Christ-centered, and we wanted to help people break that cycle of dependency on government care, because that was so critical, because they were asking for the same things over and over and over again. And at the time, we were seeing people that really were getting government assistance. And so we just said, we want to be different than what most people associate with helping agencies, and that's how we started.
What makes Graceworks different, say, than any government agency or the Health and Human Services, is that we totally strive to help the whole individual. We want to make sure that they are being assisted with not just their physical needs, but with their emotional needs, and what they really don't get at any government assistance, their spiritual needs. We are a Christian-based ministry, and we really want to help people find what is causing their issues and to encourage them in a spirit of love and compassion and grace, and to pray for them and to encourage them, to give them peace of mind that the trouble they are going through today will pass. This too shall pass. Some people cannot see beyond today, but we assist them not just financially, but emotionally and spiritually. And we empower them to go and provide for themselves in a way that they haven't before.
Currently, we have six major programs, and within that, we have an additional. It breaks down to about 20 different programs, and you can see that we have emergency services, the John Gatlin Food Pantry, our thrift store, which I hope many of you will come and visit or bring your stuff to us, senior services, health services, and of course all of our Christmas programs. Now, I'm going to be a model this morning, what I have on, my entire ensemble, came from the thrift store. We get fabulous things because we live in a great community. So it's not, we don't check your bank balance when you walk in the door. We don't care if you are wealthy. We don't care if you're poor. Please come and shop there, because the money we make in the thrift store then goes back to help us with the emergency services, to help pay the rent and the utilities. So it's a great way to help support the overall ministry of Grace Works.
When we say to people that our mission is to assist those in need in Williamson County, many places we get the deer in the headlights look. Well, what do you mean, those in need in Williamson County? Nobody is in need in Williamson County. We are the 11th wealthiest county in the world, and therefore everybody within that county is wealthy. There is no need in Williamson County. But the truth is that there are needs in Williamson County. This just amazes me. The 2000 census, there were nearly 250 homes that did not have complete kitchen facilities. That doesn't mean they didn't have a dishwasher, okay? That means they probably didn't have a stove, or they did not have running water in their sink in a kitchen. There are 170 homes that lack complete plumbing. Okay, I had to explain this to my children. That means they use an outhouse. In the year 2000, 170 homes in Williamson County used an outhouse. And 352 homes have no phone. That doesn't mean they don't have a cell phone. That means they have no phone. No way to communicate to the outside world in the need of an emergency. No way for anybody to contact them, to check on them. No phone whatsoever. And then we have many, many homes in Franklin that are provided by public housing. This is going to be an interactive question. How many of you knew that there was public housing in Franklin? Ooh, you guys are great. We go to many places and nobody knows that. Franklin keeps them well hidden behind their manicured trees, but they are there. There are people in poverty in Williamson County, in the heart of Franklin, not too far from here in Nolansville, not too far from here out in the country. There are people with true, true needs physically.
One of our main programs is emergency services. And people go, well, what really is emergency services? That's really the heart of everything that we do. That's where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. That's where we get to know individuals one-on-one. We talk about their emotional needs, their spiritual needs, their physical needs. We talk to them one-on-one. We deal with their crisis situations. We do one-on-one counseling. We do financial counseling. We help with utility bills. We help with rent. We provide them with food. We talk about car repairs, traveler's aid. We give referrals to places that they need to know about. If you have never had to ask for help, then you don't know what all is available to you. You may not know that you might qualify for food stamps. And, of course, you may not want to go and apply for food stamps, because somebody else may need that. Well, guess what? Everyone in this room has paid taxes all these years and had it taken out of your paycheck. And that's what those taxes go for, are those food stamps. So why shouldn't you, in your time of need, go and apply? You have to feed your family. So we have to walk people through those kind of things. Help them understand that, yes, right now is a difficult time for you, but you really should take advantage of the things that you've paying into all these years, and and help them understand that it's not a terrible thing. It's okay. We cry a lot. We hug a lot. We pray a lot. It's very emotionally draining, not only for the people we deal with, the clients, but for us as counselors as well. So we need your prayers. If you think about Grace Works, hey, send a prayer. Because you never know what we're going through there in the office. Somebody can be in a crisis right then, and we're dealing with that. Helping them learn. Trying to come up with a solution. We have an educational fund. And we are the Red Cross disaster partner here in this community. We have been for 12 years now. We're the people who handle stuff for the Red Cross. If there's a major disaster, we're the ones they call. Because we're good at it. Now, in those emergency services, over the last 13 years, we have assisted 80,000 people. Now, that's for everything. That's Christmas. That's people walking in. And those are individuals. So if you have a family of eight, that's included in that. That's a huge amount of individuals. Last year, 3,500 people came to see us. Could be anybody in this room. You never know. Could be your neighbor. We purchase medicines for people. In this day and age, sometimes you have to decide between food and medicine, between paying your utilities and purchasing medicines. Especially for seniors, that's something that's getting more and more difficult. That's what we do.
How many of you have ever had to put your children to bed hungry? You don't have to raise your hand. I have not, thankfully. There are many families in this community who do. Franklin and Fairview both have nearly 50% of their children on the free or reduced lunch program. That means they are in poverty. That's how you qualify for that program. There are many schools that are up to nearly 40% of their children on the free or reduced lunch program. That means they are in poverty. That means they come to school and they get breakfast for free and they get lunch for free and then they go home and they probably, many of them, on many occasions, do not eat again until breakfast the next day. And who knows what, if anything, they have between when that lunch occurs on Friday and breakfast on Monday morning. And we see many, many mothers about the first week of June. Why would that be? School is out. So families who rely on those free or reduced lunch programs to feed their children don't have access to that June, July, and August. And there are many children and many parents. I personally cannot and hope to never know what it is like to have to tuck my children into bed with a grumbly tummy and them saying, "But Mommy, I'm hungry." And I have to tell them there is nothing. But that happens daily in Williamson County. And that's why we have the John Gatlin Food Pantry, is to help families in need in crisis. Last year, we gave over $140,000 worth of food. Since GraceWorks has been established, over $1 million worth of food has come through GraceWorks, through donations by people just like you, and have gone out the door to people who most need it. GraceWorks tries not to buy their food. Most of our food comes through donations. I know John Rippey has been fabulous at this. When our food pantry is low on food, He gets the word to this congregation, and this congregation responds. Thank you for that. The hungry children and hungry families of Williamson County, thank you for that. Thank every congregation just like you, and the Krogers and the Publix who put barrels out so that you can easily assist us in that mission. And here's another thing I love about the food pantry. I was pretty naive when I started at Graceworks, and probably still am, but this is an interactive portion of our presentation as well. How many of you use soap? This is not a trick question. Soap? Okay. How about deodorant? Okay. How about toothpaste? Okay. And the all-important toilet paper. Okay. You all better be raising your hand on that. Okay. Pete Mosley. Okay. Did you know, I personally consider those things necessities. My children do not always, but I do. Those items cannot be purchased with food stamps. When the government says food, that's what they mean. So, the next time your kid sits next to somebody who might smell a little, it may not be because they don't want to smell better. It may simply be because they can't afford what they need to do so. Graceworks supplies those items through the food pantry, so I guess we should rename it the John Gatlin Food and Personal Hygiene Pantry, but that really doesn't fit very well on a plaque.
Going back to the thrift store, we do provide quality merchandise to the public at affordable prices. And we have a monthly furniture sale that is separate from what we offer every day. It's the first Saturday of the month, which is coming up. Get there early because there's a line that forms at the door. Fabulous items. So if you're furnishing a home, sending a child off to college, come on down and get some furniture, because what you donate, what you buy, really does help, and we appreciate that. And also, it keeps it from going to the landfill if you donate it to us, so you're helping the environment. If somebody needs something and they can't afford it, yes, we do have an antique sale. Thank you, John Rippey. Betty, when is that coming up? Do you know? We'll have an antique sale June, July, somewhere in there. We do have specialty sales, and we usually advertise those. We have flyers that are in the store, and they will start appearing on our website as well. And toy sale once a month. Thank you. And we do pick up large items. You have to call and schedule that.
Which your church has been very faithful to
assist. Yes, thank you.
We also help a portion of our society that has many times been forgotten, and that is the senior citizen. Did you know today there are more Americans 65 and older than 18 and younger? Okay, that's kind of scary. That means when I become 65, there won't be someone to take care of me. That's very scary. And right now, there are many of us who are living in the sandwich generation, which means I am trying to raise my own children and have parents, believe it or not, that need my help. I now am raising my children and my parents. Sometimes when I can't afford to raise my children, what am I going to do to help my parents? There are many, many families who find themselves struggling with that daily. Probably many of you, definitely me, have had to struggle with that. And it is very emotional. You know, your parents have raised you, they've given all they had, and it's difficult to make those types of decisions, and GraceWorks will help with that. We have many programs specifically for senior citizens. One of them is called Senior Services. We provide in-home visits for companionship to lonely seniors. I, as a mother of two preteen daughters, would give anything for one day without the telephone ringing and without the computer on and without the television on and without any noise whatsoever. That is a true vacation day to me. But when that one day turns into a month, turns into a year, turns into a decade, it is no longer a vacation. It is isolation and depression and insecurity and unsafe. We help assist with that by providing in-home visitors. We do limited home repairs, which I know your church has helped us with. We do referrals to other senior agencies that you may or may not be aware of. I've never had parents before. I mean, I have one set of parents. So when my parents come of the age to need help, I may or may not know where to go. We help with that. We also have two new programs, the File of Life and the Electronic In-Home Monitoring, that are health and safety. The File of Life is a great program. It is a little card that hangs by a magnet on your refrigerator. And this card has all of your medical information on it. Okay, I'm going to put Pete on the spot here. Okay, Pete Mosley, because let's admit it, if Pete was in my shoes, he would put me on the spot. Pete, can you tell me Betty's Social Security number? Okay, can you tell me what medication she is on? All of them? Dosage amounts? Probably not. Many of us don't know the answers to those questions. So when Betty trips and falls and he has to call the ambulance, and the first thing the ambulance says is, what's her Social Security number and what medicine is she on? He has no idea. And Pete's not the only one. The File of Life hangs on your refrigerator, so in the case of an emergency, the medical personnel can get that information and get it quickly so that you can receive the medical the medical care that you need in a more efficient and effective manner. So that's new, and we also, similar to that, are providing an in-home monitoring system where you just push a button and it goes to a call center, and the call center checks on you to make sure that you are okay and assess the situation, and if need be, contacts family, friends, or emergency personnel.
Our health services program provides wellness assessments and medical advocacy. We have, Jane is a registered nurse, and we have several registered nurses who volunteer. They don't do actual RN, like give you shots and that sort of thing. We've taken that icky stuff out of it, so they're the good kind of nurses. They're the fun ones. But they provide advocacy. They will even go to the doctor's office with someone and translate. Imagine that. You know, when the doctor is rambling on and on and on and on and on, and you're just kind of in a daze because you don't understand, they can even translate what the man is saying to you. Health and safety assessments. Durable medical equipment. We loan out medical equipment. Potty chairs, tub transfer benches when you've had hip replacements. We have dietary supplements such as Ensure that's available.
And now we will leave the icky stuff behind and talk about the most happy time of the year, which is Christmas. Everybody's favorite holiday? Unless you're a mom or a dad who can't afford Christmas presents, then it's the most dreadful time of the year. GraceWorks provides a Christmas program. Last year, over 750 families qualified for that program. Parents are allowed to shop for gifts for their family members. And I know your church helps deliver food baskets. Every family that qualifies at Christmas time is guaranteed that a food basket will be delivered to their home. And I know your church has been very faithful in assisting in the Nolensville area. And again, we cannot thank you enough for that. That's Christmas. Oh, but I can't believe I almost forgot this, because it's the like most important part of Christmas. Every person who comes in to receive Christmas help and to purchase those gifts, every person sits down with a counselor and receives the good news of what Christmas is truly about, and given the opportunity to accept Jesus as their personal Savior. That's a huge mission that we do. It's one of the most things that drew me to GraceWorks was the opportunity to share my faith with people in the community who might not otherwise have an opportunity to hear it. And every Christmas they have that opportunity.
We're continually looking at what the community needs that's not being provided. Tina's already explained the file of life and the in-home monitoring. Another one is the education fund, the Patricia Brinkman Education Fund. It's a pay-it-forward fund. People who need just that little bit of extra help in order to complete their education, whether it's vocational, tech training, we can help to a point. They pay us back, pay it forward. The GraceWorks Health Clinic, it's a sister to GraceWorks Ministries. It opened this past November. It's on limited hours. It is there for people who are working and uninsured, and it's on a sliding scale. So if you know someone who is working, has no health insurance, and they need a primary care physician, send them to the clinic. It's in the Physicians Plaza building, right next to the hospital. We'd love to take care of them.
And I know that we're perhaps running a little long, but we are almost done. We are on the home stretch. I want to talk about who GraceWorks helps. Again, when I say we help those in need in Williamson County, I get the "you got to be kidding me" look. But there are typically, when we see clients, they come for three different areas. They are the working poor. They are people who are working. They're working hourly jobs at minimum wage. They get no vacation time, no sick time. And then what do you do when the kids get sick or the car breaks down? The kids get sick, you got to take them to the doctor and you got to buy medication. You've probably had to take off work to do that. So now your expenses are greater than you need them to be, want them to be, and your income is less than it has to be to pay those bills. And it doesn't take long for you to fall behind and for that snowball effect, that little problem to grow and grow and grow and grow. We also see the unprepared or ill-equipped. You know, there are tragic circumstances that nobody, you know, everybody thinks that's not going to happen to me. Nobody walks around thinking, hey, I'm going to be in an accident today, I better prepare. Nobody thinks, hey, next week I'm going to get sick, I better prepare. And those are people that we see, people who have had tragic circumstances in their lives, and they're simply unprepared to deal with it. We also see the perpetually poor, those who are on the free or reduced lunch programs, those people who do live in public housing. We do see those people. But we see many of the working poor and unprepared or ill-equipped that are middle-class, hard-working members of our community.
Everything that we do, everything, involves volunteers. Everyone in here can help by giving of your time. In the course of a week, we have 200 plus volunteers that assist with all the programs that we've talked about. Because without you, the volunteer, GraceWorks could not exist. It absolutely would not and could not exist. Can you give us some time? Whether it's weekly, monthly, quarterly or even yearly. Can you give of your talents? Do you have an expertise that you could share? Do you know how to repair a home? Do you have a talent in plumbing?
Can you make better barbecue than John Rippey? Just kidding.
Do you know how to evaluate antiques? Do you have compassion? Are you a fix-it kind of guy? Because we have stuff that comes in the back door that needs to be tinkered with and cleaned up. Are you really physically fit that you could go out and do pickups with our guys? We need your talents. And then we need your treasures. Our budget this year is over $1 million. You know, we need your treasures. The bottom line is, we need your time, we need your talent, and we need your treasures for Grace Works to continue. We help people in the community. And without you all, and without your caring, we couldn't continue to do that.
Again, thank you very much for the opportunity that you've given us to speak to you today. You know, we keep talking about we, but the reality is you are Grace Works. Grace Works in and of itself is a building. It is the people who contribute to Grace Works and support this mission that are really Grace Works. You are the hands and the feet and the voice of Grace Works, just as you are the hands and the feet and the voice of the church. We cannot do it without you.
Apostles' Creed you can find in 216 in your hymnal. 716, I'm sorry. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, our only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into Hades. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, Father Almighty. And since he shall come to judge the quick and the dead, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
I believe it was on Tuesday. The funeral was yesterday in Humboldt, Tennessee, and we express our sympathy publicly to Paul, and you may want to do it privately, Ruth Wells. And then Mark Madison. Mark attended church here a number of years ago. Sonia Haywood's brother-in-law. He had a massive stroke on, I believe, Sunday, and passed away on Wednesday, and his funeral was yesterday. So lift up Paul and his family and the Madison family and the Haywood family. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We can do that. Thank you. And they'll be here to fellowship with us. Let's pause for a moment and offer thanks for the meal that we're about to eat also. Lord God, we thank you for Grace Works, the ministry that they provide, the workers there, the employees as well as the volunteers. Now, Lord, we just thank you that we could be a part of this and urge us on, that we reflect on what's been shared with us today to be more involved. Lord, we know your scripture calls us to, and we thank you that we can be a part of serving in your name. Now bless the food that we eat and the fellowship that we experience around the table. Those who prepared the food, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Go. In the peace of God. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you.